Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Courtney, name that artist.
Rush?
No, come on.
Bruce?
No, this is the classic one.
I'm not good
Dave.
At that.
Yeah.
I couldn't name artists. The most popular songs, I'd be like, The Beatles? I don't know. Who is it?
It's Great Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that.
It's the David Lee Roth Van Halen, though. Not the Sammy Hat Van Halen.
Which were both good. Right. Curtis is here. Shyam is here. Courtney and Wiggy are in. Greg is out today. He's off the next couple of days. I'm Ken Laird filling in. And I just want to say to Greg, congratulations on 35 years in the business. That anniversary of his came and went last week. I didn't have a chance to say it on the air yet, but that is impressive. You got to give Greg that. 35 years doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves a couple days off, so enjoy yourself this weekend. We have been talking about Bill Belichick, if you're just joining us, all the drama at UNC. Thank you, Greg. Before we get to the calls and your reaction on this and the texts, can we, Curtis, for a second, just celebrate a little bit of the Yankees elimination? John Schneider had an excellent, it had to be bleeped out here, quick, to the point, little dagger to Yankees Nation last night after the win. Here was the Jays coach before they popped the champagne.
Every single one of you, bullpen game, Nathan Lucas, Miles Straw, all you mother it takes everybody every day, start spreading the news, bitches, we're going!
Now, come on, that is a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's
start
good.
Spreading the news, bitches.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He took that old Sinatra line, huh?
Does that make you feel better, Wiggs, about the Red Sox elimination?
I can care less. I told
really?
You. Really? Yeah, I'm not, like, into that no more. Yeah, it's cool to see the Yankees lose, but at the end of the day, I wanted to see the Red Sox go as deep as they can. So, you know, now that the Yankees are out, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, I have the Yankees and the Cowboys are basically the same now. Like they are the biggest fan bases. They have the most history related to them. But they have, I mean, it's been 20 years now since the Yankees have won a World Series.
Right.
And the way they celebrated the wild card win was beneath the franchise with 27 championships. Aaron Boone is not it.
Is he coming back?
Yes, because the kids, there's a great study. 60% of family businesses fail when they go from the first to the second generation. And then once you get past that, it's like 10%.
I'm under contract, so.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Hank or Hal, whichever one's still left, is not going to fire him because he doesn't want to have to pay him to do nothing. But the Yankees are no longer the Yankees.
And how can I, like, celebrate the Yankees losing when the Yankees beat my team? Like, how do you celebrate, you know, how do you celebrate somebody? It's like you celebrating somebody getting their ass whooped, but that person who got their ass whooped beat the brakes off you.
So you don't think that people who fall in love with someone and that person leaves, then see that person broken up with and they don't feel a little bit of happiness?
No, because that person left you.
Right. No, you feel happiness.
But in this case, you feel better about Boston's future because the Yankees have free agents. This is going to cause
that's
turmoil.
That's a different conversation. Yeah. I think when you look at where you're at as far as the two teams and the direction that you're heading in, you might feel a little bit better for the Red Sox because of, you know, their pitching and the direction that they're going in.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Yankees do have some free agents that they have to deal with.
The bottom line is that the vitriol between Boston and the Yankees is no longer.
It's not like it used to be.
It's not what it used to be.
It's not.
You didn't feel it again in that series?
Not really.
I mean, it's not 04, but
people
it was
were,
back.
People
the series
were
excited. Was good. Yeah.
The series was great, but when you think about
Schlittler,
it.
Schlittler, like, texting at Sox reporters after the game?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Then also you have people that are upset about his mom. Like, the Yankees fans are upset that his mom has, like, go Red Sox or whatever in her bio. I just think what I said during the series was people care more about individual players than they do teams
it's
now.
Different. It's not 2004, Ken, or 2003. It's like Celtics-Lakers. It's like, it's different now. It's just, you know.
I still hate Aaron Boone. I still hate Schlittler now. I mean, I hate the Yankees. That felt good last night.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's one of the great feelings in sports. Just, you know, it's like watching Mahomes get sacked. It's just a part of you feels warm.
I think that's you trying too hard.
Okay. All right.
Schlittler is like, why do you hate the kid? Kid did a great job. Right. He's a local kid. He's from around here.
He's wild and reckless on social media.
Okay.
Out of control. The kid is just the ego.
Yeah. He's a classic 20-year-old.
Right, exactly.
He's 23. I'm not worried about that.
Know your role, Rook.
Yeah.
Eating scoreless 12 days, his mom's getting attacked on social media. Yeah. I would be like
he completely pantsed you on national TV.
Lost last night.
Well, he did, but it wasn't because of him.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll get to the leads here in a second. I think, Shime, you got a Bruins lead. You want to celebrate their win last night?
I've actually pivoted. I'm sorry, Ken.
Oh, yeah. I think Wiggy has a Bruins
lead. Yeah, I got a Bruins lead.
Oh, right.
But first, what does Belichick do from here? Let's go to David in the car. David, what's Bill do?
Hey, good morning, everyone. And Courtney, you're 100% right. I think the comment you just made, people are more of a player fan than they are a team fan like they used to be. That's a fact. I'm Bill Belichick. With everything that's going on, it is crazy. But I will say this. If he was to coach in the NFL, if he decides if somebody wants him, the one team that would take him back and he would go there is the Giants, the New York Giants. Bill has always praised that team no matter what. I think those people love him, and they would give him another opportunity if that was, you know, the opportunity presented itself. They would.
There we
in
go.
A million years.
Back to the Giants. Dayball's defensive coordinator, Curtis.
Well, Dayball will be out after the season.
Yeah, right, and then Bill will take over.
Ken, if you think for a second that Bill is going to be on another coach's staff.
He wants to resuscitate his career is what he needs.
He's 73?
Yeah.
He's not that old.
It's somebody's got to either roll the dice on him in the NFL going, okay.
Isn't Greg 73?
You got to calm down.
The pop cultural references he had with Courtney at the end there? Jeez.
Yeah. I think where Greg.
Remember when he said that the Bucks handled their cap so poorly? It's amazing how the Bucks never had a cash cap.
There's a salary cap, and we spend in the salary cap. That's what's important.
I think he's realizing that.
The Rams and the Bucks really screwed themselves.
That college is way, way different than the pros, right?
Yeah.
And maybe building a team. So could he have more success if he went back to the NFL? Maybe.
But if they wouldn't take him, if no NFL team would take him at the end of his run with the Patriots,
right,
and whether that was Kraft's blacklisting him or not,
mm-hmm,
who's going to take him now?
Right, and I would agree with that one, Courtney.
With all the off-field things going on,
it would have to be an owner that really loved him and goes, you know what, college is way harder because, you know, it's about recruiting and kids. Bill's meant to be coaching in the NFL where it's grown men. Like, you can yell at me in a meeting or treat me like crap in practice. I'm not going to run home after practice and say, hey, Ma, guess how Bill treated me today?
Right.
And then my mother's going to go to a news reporter anonymously and start complaining.
If I'm Mike Vrabel, and he would never do this because he's not petty, I would offer Bill the college scouting gig that he turned the people away from. Just say, hey, you can scout the ACC first, Bill.
Maybe he would. I mean, that's a better job than going back to the media. Do you imagine, like, having to sit next to Saban now, who just ripped you last week, and Pat McAfee, and these games?
I think if this happens and it ends badly, I think Bill is just going to disappear into the abyss.
Yeah,
write a book.
I don't know, but I think he's just going to disappear. He's not going to do no media or nothing like that.
A bigger gridiron genius?
The only way I could see him not be a head coach is like Lane Kiffin's dad, where he had, Monty Kiffin.
Monty Kiffin.
Like, so if Steven gets a head coaching job somewhere, then Bill would be a coordinator. That's the only thing I could see.
Let's go to Walter in Boston on Bill. What's going on, Walter?
Like the thing with Bill in the NFL, it's like no team is going to let him have player personnel control. Look at the Patriots just this year alone. Three starters that are rookies. That's never happened in Bill. Probably the last 15 years of Bill's drafting has that happened. Yeah. It's like his the guys they brought in. Remember the year he spent money? Only Hunter Henry was good. He's terrible in personnel.
They got Judon. Judon was good for a couple years.
Yeah, Judon was good. I think with the player personnel stuff, like, people always say he wasn't good. Like, all right, he had some misses, but, you know, he got up. There was a ton of people. We talked about this the other day. I think the question becomes, is there an owner that thinks Bill can still be a good football coach right. That says, hey, Bill, we just want you to coach. The personnel department is going to be ran by the GM, and it's going to be this person. Are you willing to work with him, but you're just the head coach, and if that's something you could do, we'd love to have you.
But what's happened in North Carolina is the worst. The transgressions have not been on the field. It's been the chaos behind the scenes. I mean, he has several allegations of either cheating or improper conduct with players. Like, so if you're an NFL owner, why would you ignore that?
It depends whether those are real or phony. Like,
yeah.
Trumped up to get him out of the contract.
Yeah, and then it depends on, like, the NCAA violations.
Right.
I mean, they suspended, that was a defensive lineman from Ohio State with the dreads who went number 2 overall a few years back. They suspended
Chase Young?
Chase Young. Remember they suspended him a game because his girlfriend flew out and maybe he paid for it or somebody else paid for it. It was like, so you got to be careful with the NCAA. They'll throw down any rule violations.
Greg Hill Show here on WEI. Greg out today. Ken in. Everybody else here, and it's time for this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Curtis should know this one. That's for sure. Famous morning show moment of years past.
Is this Rock the Cash Club?
Yeah, same artist.
Oh.
Close enough. And leads are presented by Subaru, introducing the all-new all-wheel drive 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid Experience Adventure Unplugged. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Time for the leads, and our leadoff hitter is Chris Schein.
Thank you, Ken. So this morning, I wanted to talk about my guy, Travion Henderson, a little bit. Mego got the opportunity to catch up with him in the locker room, and he actually talked about one of the things we have discussed on this very program of maybe Wiggy mentioned yesterday, maybe the NFL speed was just a little too fast for Travion, especially.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Actually, in pass protection, which is why he's been slow to get more reps with the team. Here was Travion talking about learning all that pass pro.
It's different for sure. These guys, you know, they work a lot. This is what they get paid for, is to get to the quarterback. And so it's something I want to continue to grow at. I knew it was going to be a challenge coming in. Yeah, just being able to get reps out there in a game and in practice, it's helping me a lot. I'm learning a lot, and I'm definitely working to get better.
I thought it was really interesting that the Patriots have not signed a running back since the announcement of Antonio Gibson's injury. The only move that they have made in regards to the running back is bringing a guy onto the practice squad. abroad. A guy by the name of Jay Sean Corbin, who I've never heard of in my life. Couldn't even tell you where he went to college. And so I think that indicates to me that they trust Travion to take on a bigger role. It also means that they're going to continue to feed the rock to Ramondre Stevenson. But I also believe that it's now going to be a two-headed backfield instead of a three-headed backfield. And at least for now, Travion's going to get close to a 50-50 split, which right. I think will be interesting and may give him an opportunity for once you see the big explosive play to get even more touches.
But Shine, even you would admit, jersey and all, he's been disappointing so far.
Yeah, I think the run game in general has been disappointing, though, and I don't know if it's a running back issue, because it seems like, at least like grading-wise and what some of the trench guys will tell you, is the offensive line has been pretty good. There have been holes available, but like all of the running backs have just been bad at running the football, and I'm not really sure if they're not understanding the offense or what the deal is, what the disconnect is, but I think just with more time, that'll get better, and I have faith that one of these days, Travion will break out.
Wiggy, it was tempting when Ashton Jeanty was there when you mm-hmm. were picking in the draft. Mm-hmm. If he were here, would that have made a difference?
I think it would have made a little bit more of a difference because you would just be feeding one back. That becomes the issue. It's tough for these guys to get going when they go out for
rhythm.
When they go out there for a couple carries here, and then they're out for a while, and then a couple more carries. You need to have one guy who's your legit first and second down back, and then your other guy who might come in on third down. That's how you're able. When you have a three-headed running back backfield, those guys are not getting enough carries to get a rhythm because they're just like sporadically going
in. I think the most they've had out of one running back this year has been like 55 yards in a game, and it's right. been Ramondre. Like, he had two touchdowns last week. He ran for 17 yards.
But look at the carry. It's more about the carries than the yards. When you see that both of them last week had Ramondre, I think, had six rushes, and Travion Henderson had six. Like, as a back, you can't get in a rhythm off of six carries.
No.
Good job, Shine. Christopher John Curtis.
Hello, Ken. If you haven't been on social media or you live under a rock, Ollie Connolly has a Substack, and he had a tweet. X-tweet thread yesterday with the autopsy of the absolute unmitigated disaster in North Carolina. It began with, Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's hierarchy. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own million-dollar buyout if he can find a soft landing spot with another team or in the media. Members of his staff have already spoken with other schools, and the real sort of key to this is that Belichick's communication has been basically non-existent. They're breaking rules, and there's been massive dysfunction in the locker room, maybe even fights. The end of this is shocking but unsurprising. And we talked briefly about how he was mocking Gerard Mayo last year, and I was also reminded of this when he said, I feel bad for Patriots players because their coach called them soft. And he would wait for whatever moment Gerard Mayo was at his lowest and dunk on him and try and embarrass him. And for all the people that say he deserves grace, the man has not given grace to anyone in his entire life. The only reason he's here is because he always thought it was him, and he still does. No matter how much, there's a list of the worst hires in NFL history. Six of them are off his tree. It's unbelievable.
Well, Vrabel's doing well.
And today,
not technically a Belichick tree guy.
Yeah, he's not as
he's the Urban Meyer tree.
I know, Ken says it, even though we've had the conversation 20 times. Just keep going.
Brian Flores would be off his tree as a good coach.
Right. Okay. He's the best coach, and he's not even a head coach
anymore. Saban?
He did great with Miami. He was on the list for worst coaching hires.
Yeah, Saban didn't do good in the NFL.
But the fact is that I understand the rage Patriots fans have about people mocking Bill Belichick, but he's wearing a costume. He has been unmasked. He's just like every other great coach in Patriots history, absent the greatest player in the history of the sport. And it's unfortunate. I wish he would realize this. I wish he would say, I can do what Wiggy said. I'll go to an NFL team. I'll just coach. I don't need to be in control of everything. But control's always superseded everything else, and he is petrified of working for anyone and not doing things exactly as he wants, and that's why he finds himself where he is today.
Excellent. More leads to come, including One from Courtney, one from Wiggy. Anything to tease here of your lead subjects coming up?
We've talked about LeBron James the past 2 days. I thought that he was announcing retirement. There is a Lakers fan who thought the same thing and is now taking him to court.
Ooh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.